on the Red River Farm Network. This week's Pioneer Agronomy Update comes from Amenia, North Dakota. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick has more in this update.
Hey, welcome to the Pioneer Agronomy Update from Amenia, North Dakota, Rush River Seed and Chemical. I'm Don Wick for the Red River Farm Network, and Jeremy Baumgarten is with us, strategic account manager for Pioneer. And Jeremy, this corn crop has taken off just beautiful.
Unbelievable, right? How much the corn crop has grown the last several weeks. You know, so if you look at GDUs, we're about 200 plus ahead of normal. And we were kind of joking about it before the interview here about where, you know, where was the corn at this time last year and when did we tassel? And be honest with you, I don't remember, but it wasn't this early. So it's great to have these heat units and continue to push this crop along. Corn crop looks excellent. Unfortunately, it was so wet this spring, we didn't get as much in as we maybe wanted to, but what's in the ground looks really, really good.
Yeah, it's really taken off. How about soybeans? What are we seeing in the bean crop?
You know, the bean crop looks really good as well. The early planted beans, I was in some the other day. They're setting pods already, flowering to the top of the plant, so they're well on their way. You know, every once in a while you get a grower ask about some of his later planted ones. Why are they still so small? And, you know, the thing to think about soybeans is they're still growing. They're just growing roots underground, and we can't see that. And they're about ready to take off as well and get the canopy and do what they need to do to get us a good crop as well. So all in all, I think our crop in the valley here looks pretty darn good.
Again, that's our Pioneer Agronomy Update with Jeremy Baumgarten, Strategic Account Manager at Rush River Seed and Chemical. I'm Don Wick.
Thanks, Don.